When we were in New York last weekend, it was impossible to walk around Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, where the Trump family lives and where his transition team is working. There were also protests at Trump International Hotel across the park and at another Trump Tower at the UN. So what is the view from New York? Well, here's Zoe Stark, who works at a law firm a block from Trump Tower.
I'm devastated by the results of the election, and I find it very disheartening and discomforting to come and leave work every day in what feels like a militarized zone.
Not everyone's unhappy. Reporter Stephen Nesson of WNYC is camped there at the Trump Tower. And what's it been like at that Fifth Avenue tower?
Sure. Well, just the surrounding streets are all blocked off to traffic flowing. These are one-way streets that feed into Fifth Avenue, and those are all blocked. There's several blocks of police barricades. That's in part because of all the protests that have been happening. Local workers in the area, I'm talking about construction workers, delivery guys, there's a lot of bike messengers in the city. They're having a really hard time navigating around Trump Tower. There's sort of a maze of barricades that they have to navigate through. One construction worker told me his work time is doubled because of this. Another guy who delivers fresh fish to high-end restaurants also said the time that it takes for him to do his job is doubled now, and that's real money that those guys are losing. It's definitely become a top selfie destination. It was already a popular destination, but now people are stopping by, and I spoke with some folks yesterday, and they're like, well, we got to come and get a selfie now because the president-elect is actually inside the building, which is hard for some people to even believe.
Well, and you're saying, too, though, it sounds like fans as well as protesters.
Certainly. Yesterday I was out there and there were no protesters, although there have certainly been protests nearly every day there at some point during the day. But certainly this is just a few blocks from Central Park, Rockefeller Center. This is a hopping area and a major tourist destination thoroughfare.
Yeah, and going to be even more so in the next few weeks during the holidays. What's the city doing? Because we know people have been complaining that they can't get to the stores nearby.
Sure. Well, traffic has certainly slowed down. You're not even allowed to pick up a taxi on Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower anymore. I ran into a woman yesterday who has leukemia, and she was walking very slowly with a walker and was told she still has to go around the block and around the corner to catch a taxi. The mayor is expected to address the issue later today. He's acknowledged that there is a real problem on Fifth Avenue now, especially with the transition going on. There's folks getting in and out of black cabs going into Trump Tower. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was there yesterday. So this is certainly a more congested area than it usually is.
The Trump Tower lobby, we understand, is a public space, though. Can people go in?
Absolutely. I ran into a British couple yesterday who just popped in for a muffin and coffee. They said it was very unusual coming out of the elevators because there is a scrum of media there who are just, you know, like C-SPAN is fixated on this elevator. They want to know who's coming in and out of Trump Tower, but it's true. It is open to the public. You can have lunch at Trump Tower if you desire. There's actually the Gucci flagship stores in Trump Tower. It's three stories. I was there yesterday, and it was totally dead.
Well, there's a related Trump story. Three residential buildings that are in the Trump empire, the people living in the buildings voted to remove the Trump name from the facades. What more are you hearing about that?
Well, let me just say it's three rental buildings. And while it's true Trump's name is on the facade, he has no ownership now of it. He did help develop those buildings with the help of a billionaire from Hong Kong in the 90s. And residents, I guess, were petitioning because they were appalled at his treatment of women, history of racism, they say, his attack on immigrants, mockery of the disabled, his tax avoidance. And as a result, they petitioned and it was removed this week. It was quite a spectacle with crews up in a cherry picker sort of taking off letter by letter. One worker sort of held up a T and waved it around and people were cheering. The Trump Organization sent out a statement that said, you know, this has been a long time agreement. If they want to remove it, they can remove it. He certainly has many other properties in the area that still bear his name.
Stephen Nesson of WNYC in New York. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.